Thank you. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to Parkwood Presbyterian Church on this Lord's Day, the second Sunday after Christmas. This is a service of morning prayer. It's a little bit different than what we usually do on Sundays with our Lord's Day worship. Service of morning prayer is common in many Christian traditions. It dates from the earliest Christians and even has its roots in Judaism as well. It centers on prayer and scripture readings, and especially the Psalms. The readings that we will have today come from a daily lectionary, which is just a schedule which helps you read through most of scripture over a period of time. This kind of service is often held in monastic communities, but also when small groups of Christians gather together, and even as individuals for individual worship. There aren't too many people here today, and there are plenty of rows up front. If anybody would like to move forward, this would be a great time to do that. It would be a great time to come forward. No robe. I want to say a special thank you to Rebecca Lynch for that wonderful piano concerto. What a great way to start the year. Are there any announcements for the community of faith at this time? You will notice that in our order of worship, there is no offering today, but if you would like to make an offering, if you wish to leave an offering, you may do so after worship in the plate next to the Lord's table. Will you please stand and be in a spirit of worship? O Lord, open my lips. Behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, for to you is born in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Reading from the Psalms, Psalm 150. Hallelujah! Praise God in the holy temple. Give praise in the firmament of heaven. Praise God who is mighty indeed. Give praise for God's excellent greatness. Praise God with the blast of a ram's horn. Give praise with lyre and harp. Praise God with timbrel and dance. Give praise with strings and pipe. Praise God with resounding cymbals. Give praise with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Great and glorious God, in your wisdom you created us. In Jesus Christ you came to redeem us. And through your Holy Spirit you guide and sanctify us. Give us breath to sing of your majesty, and with all creation praise you as the true life of all. Through Jesus Christ, who reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever. Amen.
Our reading is from 1 Samuel chapter 1, and it can be found on page 242 in your Bibles. There was a certain man of Ramathaim, a Zuphite from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, son of Jeroham, son of Elihu, son of Tohu, son of Zuph, an Ephraimite. He had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Therefore, Hannah wept and would not eat. Her husband Elkanah said to her, "Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? Why is your heart sad? Am I not more to you than 10 sons? After they had eaten and drunk at Shiloh, Hannah rose and presented herself before the Lord. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat beside the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. Hannah was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. She made this vow. O Lord of hosts, if only you will look on the misery of your servant and remember me, and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a male child, then I will set him before you as a Nazirite until the day of his death. He shall drink neither wine nor intoxicants, and no razor shall touch his head." She continued praying before the Lord. Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying silently. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, "How long will you make a drunken spectacle of yourself? Put away your wine." But Hannah answered, "No, my Lord, I am a woman deeply troubled. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have been pouring out my soul before the Lord. Do not regard your servant as a worthless woman, for I have been speaking out of my great anxiety and vexation all this time." Then Eli answered, "Go in peace. The God of Israel grant the petition you have made of him." And she said, "Let your servant find favor in your sight." Then the woman went to her quarters, ate and drank with her husband, and her countenance was sad no longer. They rose early in the morning and worshipped before the Lord. Then they went back to their house at Ramah. Elkanah knew his wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered her. In due time, Hannah conceived and bore a son. She named him Samuel, for she said, "I have asked him of the Lord." The man Elkanah and all his household went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "As soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him, that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and remain there forever. I will offer him as a Nazirite for all time." Her husband Elkanah said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you've weaned him." When she had weaned him, she took him up with her, along with a 3-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine. She brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. And the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull, and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, "Oh, my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who was standing here in your presence, praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me the petition that I made to him. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is given to the Lord." She left him there.
In Colossians, we hear from the Apostle Paul in his letter to those in Christ. Let's listen to his words. "For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God. May you be strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning, firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross."
Gospel reading this morning is from Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 40. Let us hear the word of the Lord. "When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, 'Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of glory to your people Israel.' And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, 'This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. And there was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel. of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the word of the Lord. This is a short reflection written by Martin Luther on this passage in Luke. When Mary heard such things spoken first by the angels, then shepherds, and now by Simeon, she wondered greatly. Wonderful indeed it was that such lowly and despised folk as Joseph and Mary should be the parents of such a child. If all this had been said of the son of a high priest or a prince, it would not have been so marvelous. And now Simeon took the child in his arms and declared him to be a savior, a light to the Gentiles and the glory of Israel. Mary truly wondered at such words. We must recall that she was human and did not know and understand everything. All that had happened was as incredible to her as anyone else. Nevertheless, she believed, and so must we all. I have said before that his name means wonderful. He is like a grain of mustard seed, which, though small, becomes great. Even so, that which is despised of men is great before God. This teaches us not to despair when the world turns against us, nor to say that God has turned away his eyes. His wonders no reason can comprehend. Wonderful is it that in the midst of death is life, in the midst of folly there is wisdom. Let us then take heart. How wonderful that the child of a poor abandoned maid should become the king of the world. It does not make sense. Wonder brings faith. He who does not believe cannot understand, know, or see. He who understands cannot but wonder. Will you join me in this canticle of Zechariah, sometimes called the Benedictus? If you were at our Waiting for the Light service, this passage will be familiar to you. When you see an R there throughout the text, if you would join in the refrain. You have come to your people and set them free. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people to set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. During this time of prayer, there are a few prayer requests that have been given to me. Beth Vinkemolder's mother, Doris Botts, died yesterday in Texas. She was 98, so we pray for Beth and her family. Also, we want to keep in prayer those from our congregation who are ill, are recovering from illness or fighting cancer, including Cal Seeley, Don Borgeson, Edie Hillstrom, and others. Are there other concerns or joys to share with the congregation so that we can lift them up in prayer? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are Emmanuel, God with us, whom Mary conceived and brought forth. Listen as we pray. Lord, hear our prayer. You gave to Mary the joys of motherhood. Let parents find joy in their children. Lord, hear our prayer. You became a child. Give children your protection, grace, and wisdom. Lord, hear our prayer. You strengthened the bond of family life by your birth. Unite families and communities in the bond of peace. Lord, hear our prayer. You came to make us into a holy people. Give unity and goodness to your church through the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, hear our prayer. You renewed all of creation by your incarnation. Renew our thoughts, words, and deeds, our very lives. Lord, hear our prayer. You chose to be born on a day in our time. Give birth in your eternity to those who have died. Lord, hear our prayer. God of peace, whose providence guides the changing seasons of every year and all of our lives, in the fullness of time, you fashioned in the Virgin Mother Mary a dwelling place for your word made flesh among us. Bless with the joy of your Holy Spirit the first day of this new year, through all the days allotted to us, so that we may, like Mary, rejoice in grace and embrace your will. We ask this through the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Temptation, but deliver.